Get tuned into the Dave and Ned Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ned Show only on XFFM.
Hello, back here, everybody. Welcome here to the Dave and Ned Show. You're tuned here on the Dave and Ned Show with your boy DJ Nave. Almost said DJ Dash. But yeah, concerning DJ Dash, yeah, he owes us three times. In fact, I'm gonna take a comment here. You guys must comment below what does he owe us and how much does he owe us, how much of it. Okay, if it's cash, how much? If it's food, how much of the food? Yeah, depending on whatever you say. So DJ Dash couldn't make it, yeah, because of situations. Haha. Yeah, situations, you know, we all have situations in our lives, yeah, where we actually cannot make it because it's like really important, yeah, and yeah, if we don't attend, things gonna get messed up, yeah, almost said messed up, yeah, but yeah, it's true in a way, things gonna get messed up, you know, when it goes to another level because you're not there. It's just like a manager. If a manager goes for a week and he didn't train people to do what he does, things are gonna go on another level, basically mixed up in a messed up way. Yeah, so DJ Dash couldn't make it and we forgive him. Just like last week, we forgive him. He's gonna make it. Yeah, he's gonna make it up to us. So he's gonna make it here and he's gonna make it up to us so that, yeah, we'll be pleased and happy to have him back into the Dave and Ned Show studio. I know, right? yeah. Okay, let me come back, y'all. Yeah, so we're gonna have an interesting session together. It's gonna be an awesome session. And we're gonna tackle a topic that a lot of people, they like have it in their life. And they need it done and gone and dusted. Yeah. And dusted. I just thought of a lot of things. Yeah, but we're gonna be talking about something that a lot of people go through every single day, including myself. But what you do with it is how your life is gonna end up. In fact, it determines how your life is gonna end up. Your response towards it is how your life is gonna end up. And it's how people are gonna basically approach you, if I can put it that way. It's how people are gonna approach you, and not just approach you, it's how they also gonna view you. You know, a lot of people, they actually not aware of this stuff, but when we get into it, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. You know why? It's the real stuff. And some people's life, in fact most of the people's lives, are messed up. Why? Because of this topic. So we're gonna be talking about what is offense. Yeah, right there, I know. So, are you offended after hearing what is offense? Hopefully not. I'm kidding. But we're going to be talking about what is offense. That's the topic. What is offense? And a lot of people, you know, sometimes they don't understand what is offense. And yeah, they get offended, but they defend themselves because they don't know what offense is. Yo, did you hear that? Defend offense. Yeah. Woo! On another level. Yeah, I know, man. Instant rhymes. Instant rapping. Real instant. Instant. Everything is instant. So we're gonna be talking about what is offense. But before we get into it, we're gonna go into a short break, and then when we come back up here on another level with another session, when we come back from the short ad break, we're gonna go into the news update. So enjoy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Hello back, yeah. Ooh. We are back again. We back here on the Dave Nash Show. I know you guys enjoyed it. You enjoyed that short break. I told you the short You thought that I was lying. Yeah, why did you think I was lying? Now you see I'm not lying. Yeah, okay, let me stop now. Yeah, so right there, you guys thought I was lying, but we back here, yeah, we back into it. Yeah, we're gonna be giving you what I promised you guys in the previous session, which is news updates. Ooh, it's the news updates. I know you're probably wondering what's going on with this guy. Yeah, you gotta know, these are all instant stuff. Yeah, they happen. I don't volunteer to do them. They do them by themselves. Did you hear? They do them by themselves. Just like now, you're laughing. You know why? Because of what I said. They do them by themselves. Yeah, we got instant comedy, instant jokes, instant rhymes, instant raps, instant singing. Except, yeah, now I'm not gonna sing, huh, because there's no instrumental. But right there, getting back into it, the news. This is the news for you. So, we got families who bought an island for their own. And guess what? It wasn't just for their own. It was for them and the children and the family members and everyone that knows them. Probably their friends also, their neighbors. And they bought that island for 16 million. Whew. Hallelujah. Too much. Why would you want to go and spend 16 million on an island? I'll never do that. I'll probably just go visit, you know. Yeah, I'll probably spend less than 1 million, not even 100. I'm not crazy. I'm not even going to spend 100,000 just to go and take a vacation on an island. That's a lot of money being wasted. No, the world that we live in, you don't waste money and time. You know, time is money. And guess what? Money, that's part of your life. You know why? Because you actually sacrificed a part of your life to actually get that income. And guess what? Most of the people, they got the wrong priorities. So this statement is based on the people that, yeah, their vision is based on money and focused on money. But right there, I'm just saying, why would you wanna go waste money like that? Obviously for them, they probably earn a lot of money. They probably earn cash for days, probably wealthy. That's why they're willing to go and buy an island for 16 million. Huh. Who does that? I wouldn't do that. I'm not on that level yet. Even if I was on that level, I still wouldn't do that. I wouldn't lose it. I'm not saying they lost it, but I still wouldn't do that. Huh. You know? Yeah. So, right there, a family bought an island for paradise. So that's probably when they on holiday, you know, and stuff like that. So they bought it for 16 million. Yeah, for them, probably they were thinking themselves, but they don't realize it's not just them. They're probably gonna bring also family members that are from other, you know, the family members that you have that you don't know that you have. Yeah, probably gonna bring those, including the neighbors. You know, when the neighbor says, "Ah, John, you remember when we used to go in our primary school together? How can you forget about me, man?" Yeah, you know, when they kill you, those ones. Like, "Oh, remember in our childhood when we used to ride bikes together? Yeah, still remember? Yeah, how can you forget me, man?" And then guess what? They're coming to that island with you. Whether you like it or not. Huh, right there, you got more people coming to your amazing island. And then, capish, you spent how many? 16 million. How much? Not how many. 16 million. So, yeah, they bought an island, probably for them and everyone that is in their lives. Then the next one. Are you ready for this one? Okay, this is for the gamers. So, we got a boy who shoots his sister in a row over game controller. Controller. Can you imagine? Controller. Why would you shoot your sister? Because of a controller. I wouldn't do that. I'm not crazy. I know I love games. But yeah, for the gamers out there, please don't love games to a point where the game is more important than your sibling's life. So you got a boy right here who shoots his sister in a row over a game controller. Can you imagine? Imagine. Okay, so those are like crazy things that are actually happening out there. And a lot of people don't even know why, because they are not exposed to such. They don't have a mind that will do such. Like me, I wouldn't do such, so I probably didn't know these things exist. You know, also me, I'm shocked. I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, you actually want to shoot your sister dead because of a game control? Ha, I'm not crazy, ne? I wouldn't do that. So I love my sister and I value her life, and I believe her life is more important than a freaking game controller that someone actually made out there so that it can entertain you. So my sister's life is more important than entertainment. So as a gamer, don't go on that level where the games are actually more important than lives, a human being. So don't do that, ne? It's not cool. It is not cool. Take it from DJ Nave, giving you advice. It's not cool. Don't do that. Yeah, you can't put a game over someone else's life. Someone's life is more important than that game that you're playing every single day or every single minute or hour. Yeah. And then we got a next one. Are you ready for it? You ready? I think you're ready. Yeah. Protests, dictatorships, and hunting hotspots get behind the news. So you got people that are protesting, yeah, dictatorship and hunting. People are doing such. Why would you want to do such? We're supposed to be living in a peaceful world. But no, you want to go and do such. I wouldn't want to do stuff like that. Why would you want to go do that in someone else's life? Like, I mean, you look at it. Most of us want to live in a peaceful, happy, friendly place. You know, we don't want to have corruption all over us. Corruption busy causing other stuff, you know, in our life. And as a result, we always have to be stressing. Is this person going to come and protest against me? Oh, yeah, I almost said some other stuff. Yeah. So, is this person going to come and protest against me? Or what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And as a result, you got all of this funny stuff that are happening from other people. People are doing this. Why? Because their mind is on some other level. And then last one. Bumble attacks Tinder for bullying. Rewind. Hey, bullying. Yeah, that's going into the David Nash dictionary. So Bumble attacks Tinder for bullying amid bitter row. So these are two companies. There's a company called Bumble, and you got another company called Tinder, and you got another company called Amid Bitter Row. So what happened is Bumble goes and attacks the Bumble company goes and attacks the Tinder company. Why? Because the Tinder company was bullying the Bitter Row company, Amid Bitter Row company. So you got companies busy clashing against each other. Now, yo, it's gone from people fighting each other to now companies busy fighting each other. I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought we were living in a world that is already interesting the way it is. Now companies going against each other. That's some other level stuff. We want to live in a peaceful world where there's no such. So, yeah, guys, think about it. Think about it. So, these are the stuff that is happening all around us. And most of us, we don't even realize it. We don't notice it. Why? Because we don't think it exists. So, there was the news update. We're going to go into a short ad. And then we'll come back. And then I'll introduce the songs that we'll be giving you. So, see ya.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Hello. Yeah, I know, it was short, right? It was short. I told you it was going to be short. But no, thought I was bluffing here. Bluffing for who? For why? For what? What did we gain? Did you hear that? I know you're probably like, what? What did this guy just say? Okay, let me simplify it for you. What will I gain from this? From doing it? from lying to you or being sarcastic. And yeah, we don't lie. We deliver the truth. Why? Because Christ music is heart music. And Christ wouldn't tell a lie. Yeah. So right there, we're going to be getting to the session where I'm going to just give you guys a couple of songs that we're going to give you guys. Yeah. But before we get into that, did you know that actually Christian rap actually exists? Did you know that? I know they were like, actually. And you're like, what? Okay. Yeah. Levels. Yeah. I know. But did you know that Christian rap actually exists? And not just Christian rap, everything to do with Christian. You know, you like the Christian side of it. Yeah, Christian. That is the word. But did you know there's everything to do with the Christian side of what you guys have? Now, like I said in the previous show, you know, the one that, yeah, last week Friday show, called What Do You Manage? In that show, I actually spoke about the fact that I never knew Christian rap existed. Didn't used to be under my radar, and as a result I used to listen to some other worldly tracks, and those worldly tracks is those type of worldly tracks. Yeah, worldly. Woo. Interesting. Yeah, I know David Nash dictionary is getting full, but those worldly tracks, you know, there were those tracks that, yeah, when you listen to them, after listening to them, guess what, you're depressed, man. In fact, you are listening to them because you are heartbroken and sad, but when you're done, you're depressed, man, and you're angry, and there's this outrage that wants to come out and all those stuff. So that's the type of music that I used to listen to. The message was very interesting. It was bad, like really bad. Now you don't want to be in a position where you're listening to such, you know. We don't want to listen to such. Want to listen to good music. In fact, that's why most of the people, they spend most of their time listening to what? Motivational music, motivational talks, and all those stuff. You know why? Because they want a song that has an amazing, uplifting spirit and message. A song, when they listen to it, they're like, yeah, I can do this, I can do that. You know, that's the type of music that they want to listen to. Now, same thing with worldly tracks. Worldly tracks, they don't send a message that motivates you and all those stuff. So why listen to something that's gonna cause you to be more depressed than you were? That's the question. So think about it. So I'm gonna give you the titles of the two tracks that we're gonna go into. One of them is The Cypher Part 2 by Deuce and Enigma. Huh, what more would you want? And then the second one is Mr. and Mrs. The Cypher Part 1, Deuce and Enigma. People are gonna love this, man. Gonna love it. It's for you. It's amazing. So yeah, stay tuned in. We're gonna give you these amazing tracks, and then we'll come back and get into the real deal stuff, man. So yeah, listen to this.
Rappers as actors, that's why it's hard to listen. They all pretending, fulfilling the job description. Not to mention they blaspheming the king like he can't step on the scene and with one word apocalypse him. I'm just here for the sick to give him the doc's prescription. Whether they're bound free, lost, or they locked in prison, the Lord gives us provision so we stay in position. Great commission and power damage the opposition. Time to wake up the world, ring the alarm. Draw the line in the sand, what side you on? That word of God is power inside the palm. I feel like King Kong wilding out, throwing spiritual bombs. Bring my storm to a calm by reciting the songs. Hit my knees daily, I'm rewriting my wrongs. I bring light to the dark, release life when I talk. Then take flight like a hawk, we run right from the start. Old me's dead like I outlined him in chalk. It's like I took a gas truck, reversed it, put it in park. Right over the old me, hopped out, gave it a thought. Threw gas on the truck, got a light, gave it a spark. Walked away casual, even though it was dark. Through the light over my shoulder, landed right on the mark, boom. That's the call, bride prepared for the groom. Ready for the war, we've been bred from the womb. Mind's been consumed since he rose from the tomb. Calling man to repent, his spirit leads us to move. So if you think you can stop us, boy, you crazy. Cause you can't faze me, yeah, Jay-Z, save me. Jay-Z, save me.
Justify just one, justify a judge. Elect Elohim, Emmanuel, everlasting, sinless, El Shaddai, Savior, Son of God, unchangeable, upholder, untamable, unstoppable, strong tower, sanctified, salvation, shelter from the storm, my sure foundation. So many titles, one name that stands. Jesus is Lord, one protocol we proclaiming. Ooh. Staying up late nights, wartime on guard. Grade up, greater heights, faith tied with my sword. Never underestimate the power of my God. The Bible's more current than an ocean's tide after dark. Diligently seeking freedom and believing, never ceasing, reaching the pinnacle of all kings and kingdoms. Yeah. No third eye, my mind focused where the scriptures be. Bold for the Lord, my eternal goal consistently. The sun stay warm on a narrow road despite the swarm of cold shoulders that seem to come seasonally. The driveway showcase perfect days, but reality lost souls hold a load of fake identity. So break through the sky like the Hulk in the T, and have no pity for the fool even if they miss the T. They call us maniacs cause we want a brother so frequently. Knees bound, no doubt, how Jesus be the chief. Yeah, yeah.
Enigma, Mr. and Mrs. Volume,
The cipher. Part two.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Rappers intoxicated by the world, making their lines slurry. Wolves in sheep clothing, making the lines blurry. Devil like, oh, he here with his girly. Yup, we came for the war, sorry we arrived early. Silly serpent, rebelled against God, was it really worth it? Kingdom of the throne on earth, he roams and he's steady lurking. Trying to hit us with curses, but through Christ we discern him. So we shake him and curve him, and if he was a person, I picture him wearing a skirt, 5-inch heels, 2 pom-poms, and on each arm carrying 2 silly purses. Everything I lost in Christ, he reimbursed it. Preach from the heart, no need to rehearse it. Nah, and I don't care if they ain't feeling me. Preaching God's word, cause his word's what it's finna be. Trying to go all in, yes I'm talking physically, mentally, lyrically, spiritual abilities. The Holy Ghost is filling me, and by his stripes he's healing me. Through praying and the fasting, how we load up our artillery. Woo! We gon' switch it up real quick. Enigma, please step to the mic.
Living for eternity, daily bread keeps nourishing. Stemming from the true vine, life keeps flourishing. Lost my mind again, Christ, pure insanity. Covered by his blood, God, I'm thinking it's a murder scene. Gotta keep watch so we spot out the posers. Always focused, built for the road like Range Rovers. On a narrow road, all other roads is hopeless. For soldiers, alert like pits on all foes. Deception rising in the church, but don't just leave. Some people want the truth, you could fulfill that need. Expose every demon disguised they can't see. Power of the Lord takes the mask off Alicia Keys. Demons know the power compels them like an exorcist. Devil can't rival with the Lord, he keeps his distance. The gospel is so simple, all you need is common sense. Dying daily is an honor, but I'm not a terrorist.
Okay, we're gonna switch this up real quick. We're gonna change the beat. Change the flow. Up tempo. Deuce. Hello, how you doing? Name's Deuce, nice to meet you. And my uncle's too. See the Bible with me like to eat a wifey, black and Mexican. Now that's a fly, senorita wants a church without spot. But it's looking like a cheetah, calling all to repent. From the deacon to the preacher, superstar, super divas. I may go buy some Adidas, then dive up in the booth, drop a tape, no features. Then when I release it, surprise, all preaching. Stepping on devils, more feet than them team bleachers. Y'all stay face level, we deep as them sea creatures. Eyes on the Lord, we ready in all seasons. With no fear of death, we gon' rep till we meet Jesus. And yes, he's bossing, and that blood is where the cross him, so we pray till we're exhausted. Speaking tongues, they think we lost it. Night shine bright, we don't need a chain to faucet. Oh, me get to talking, put him in the coffin. Praying fast and often, that gospel, yes, we talk it. He offers us forgiveness, and that blood is where the cost him. So we do this for the Lord, we ain't doing this for a salary. What you're hearing is art, go hang this up in the gallery. Speaking God's word on the earth that changes reality. Teaching the Bible, making disciples, changing mentalities. Hit my knees, pray, transport to a different galaxy. Come back in his power, go battle, causing fatalities.
All right, it's time to switch.
Enigma, enigma, enigma.
Please step to the mic, to the mic.
Ain't a hocus pocus, we just out here, Holy Ghost, a hidden hall of locomotive. Sip of the spirit keeps us focused. Two is where we get rewarded. Two is ways we stay devoted. Can't break, we steady coast to heaven's arms. He the shogun. His angels protect, so I rest like a karma. No need for the vests when you stay dressed in armor. No need for the weapons when the real ones ain't corner. No man is spitting so grotesque like some mamas. Never money hungry, all my needs are supplied. Not fiending for the drugs, cause I'm on the most high. The world can keep the lust, cause it's love satisfied. They say to get the tallest mansion, well, might pass the sky. The world acts cool, next minute they'll despise. Don't seek their approval, they too double-minded. Everyone qualifies to receive eternal life. Jesus deserved the credit, don't know him, just apply. He'll get one-way tickets, flights taking off quickly. Born again, you'll be ascending in glory with no limits. Don't wanna pay attention and your name's not written. You'll soon be descending down a flames, torment. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What you have just witnessed is part two of the Mr. and Mrs. Cypher. And what we would like to let you guys know is we do this for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Repent, and believe. Fall down to your knees. And this mercy you'll receive. Get your Bible and read. And then go and pray on your knees. Oh, I think I said that. But anyways, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Jesus coming back. Oh, it's serious. Don't be delirious. Alright, I'm done.
Hello back, yo. I know you guys enjoyed those two tracks. Amazing stuff, yo. Yeah, you never knew such existed, right? Just for your ears to hear. Did you hear that? Boom. Ha. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna continue. Let's go back. Yeah, so we're gonna go back into what we were talking about. Yeah, so anyone still remember what the topic is? I'm listening, My ear is on the mic. 3, 2, 1. Speak now. Oh, sorry. I thought you were gonna speak, yeah? But you can still leave your comments, you know, on the Facebook page, on the Instagram page, and the Twitter page, so we can get in contact with you. Oh, I'm thinking some other stuff. Just now I start singing and then you're like, oi, can you just wait there, oi? We don't want to start, yeah? I still don't have insurance for my speakers. Yo, I'm not saying I'm bad, I'm just being sarcastic. Right there. So we're gonna get into it. The topic, as we mentioned it, is what is offense? What is offense? Now, the thing about offense is a lot of people mistaken offense for their own different stuff, you know? And as a result, they get offended, but guess what? They defend themselves because they don't understand what is offense. Now, like I said, offense as well. Offense is something that's deadly. You know why? Because your life can fall apart. Why? Because of offense. Remember, I actually mentioned that people will also view you in a way based on this topic. So this is real stuff, eh? Real stuff. Plus, I also mentioned that your reaction towards this will determine the type of life you're gonna have. So, hey, you gotta be listening. You gotta put your ear on the mic right there. In fact, you got earphones on. So make sure that earphone is loud. Loud on another level. So, yeah, you gotta do it. So the topic, what is offense? Now, a lot of people will identify offense as different stuff, you know. Some people say offense is keeping quiet. You heard it, eh? Did you hear that one? Ah, you heard it. Yeah, I said it. Offense is keeping quiet. That's what I'm not saying offense is keeping quiet. I'm saying some people say offense is keeping quiet. So maybe that's you. Maybe that's not you. You know, why am I taking this time in between? So that you can think about it. I don't want to just rush, tell you the real stuff, tell you the message. And guess what? You never even got time to think about it and get into your brain and actually tell your brain, listen up, man, this is what we need to put into my brain right here, and this is how we're going to respond to this message. No, I'm giving you time to actually think about it. So you got 3 seconds to think about it. 3 seconds is over. I know, it was awesome. So what is offense? A lot of people have different types of definitions of offense. I almost said a lot of people have different types of offenses. So forgive me for that one. But a lot of people have different types of definitions for offense. They have different types of point of views concerning offense. So how they see offense is based on how, yeah, their perspective is. And as a result, some people, because of the way they view offense, they've got the wrong image of offense. And guess what? When they're offended, they defend themselves and say, I'm not offended. Why? Because they don't know what is offense. They do not know. I know, I went back to the question. Now, what's funny is, you know, when you're offended, you're actually fruitful. That's when you produce a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, that's when you are in your, okay, you're not in your origin, eh? But you are doing what you are supposed to be doing when you are in your origin. You are producing. Yay, producing. Whoo. Producing is going into the dictionary. See, I'm getting words every single show, every single time, every single session, every single, no, not seconds. I'll be lying if I say seconds and minutes. Yeah, he almost said another one. Minutes. Yeah. Minutes. Yeah. So I produce words. But going back into it. Offense. Some people, when they're offended, they don't identify it. And yeah, you got, it's true. Some people, when they get offended, they keep quiet. But when you're offended, you produce a lot of fruits. Now, fruits is not just, yeah, some people are thinking fruits. Hey, you take a seed, you go plant it, water it, and then, yeah, the tree comes out. And then you got apples, and then I eat. You know why? Because there is a lot of fruits, like how Nash said, when you're offended, you're going to produce a lot of fruits. No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the fruits of the spirit. Yeah, you heard it. Probably don't know what the fruits of the spirit are. Okay, if you're not sure, what are they? Basically, the fruits of the spirit is the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is the character of Christ. You know, when it comes to different types of areas like love is the fruit of the spirit, patience is the fruits of the spirit, kindness is the fruits of the spirit. Now there's other ones as well, and it goes on and on, but those are the fruits of the spirit. And when you're offended, you produce the fruits of the spirit, but not the right spirit. You produce the fruits of the wrong spirit. Now most of the people, when they get offended, guess what? They don't forgive. They hold on to unforgiveness. Yeah, you heard it. They hold on to unforgiveness. Now, that is offense. You know, something that's amazing is offense can come in different ways. Now, something you also need to understand is offense is something that Satan uses. It. You know, like when you want to trap a rat, you get the rat trap. And then guess what? You get the cheese. So offense is like that cheese. Do you know that? When you put the cheese on the rat trap, what is the purpose of that cheese? To attract the rat. Then when the rat comes and tries to take the cheese off, guess what? You get caught. It's caught. And most of the times it's dead. It dies. You know why? Because the rat trap showed it flame. But now, offense is like that cheese. Attracts, and then eventually the rat is gone. It's dead. Same thing with offense. Offense is there, and guess what? It attracts and attracts and attracts. Now, if the rat decides not to go for the cheese, guess what? It's gonna stay alive. It's gonna enjoy its life longer, live longer. You know? Why? Because it didn't decide to go for the cheese. But if the rat decides to go for the cheese, huh, it's dead. There's chances that it's not going to even make it. Unless it's smart, it goes there, takes the cheese, jumps in some other funny ways, and then that trap misses, yeah, you know, and all the stuff. But the chances of the rat staying alive is limited. Like, it's actually gone down. The rate has gone down. Maybe from 60%, now it went down to 20%, even worse, 10%. And then you, like, flip, 90% dead. Woo! That is offense. Offense is in the same position, same situation as well. When offense comes, huh, you have specific choices. It's either you're going to go for it or you're not going to go for it. It's just like that cheese. Now, if you go for it, yeah, you're going to get what you went for without knowing. Just like that rat. When it goes for the cheese, it doesn't know that it's going to get killed. It doesn't know it's dead. Same thing with offense. When Satan puts the offense there, puts is in the dictionary now, man. It's in the Dave Nash dictionary. But when Satan places, not puts, places, don't use that word. And then you say, it was Nash in the David Nash show. He said puts. And then I also started saying puts. No, don't say it. I must say put. Yeah, so that's the right one. But when Satan places offense there in front of your face, he's trying to attract you to take it. Now your decision towards that offense, it's going to determine how your life is going to be. Just like that rat, the decision it makes towards the cheese, it's going to determine whether it's going to have an interesting life or a life that is gone. Yeah. Same thing with offense. When you choose to take it, huh, that's when, guess what? People look at you different. They're like, okay, I don't want to be next to that guy. You know why? Because he's not reflecting Christ. And I don't want to look like that guy because he doesn't look cool. Yeah, that's the position you put yourself in. And then people are looking at you different. Then you're like, why are people doing this to me? Why do I that? Do what a who ha ye I a e o o a b c d. I know that was a lot of letters, ne? And words and phrases. Yeah. But right there, that's what you do to your life. People push themselves away from you. Why? Because you held on to offense. And as a result of you holding on to an offense, he almost said on fence. Yeah, on fence. I'm thinking about it. My brain's going places. Forgive me. So the result of you holding on to offense, it gets you in a position where you have unforgiveness. And guess what? You don't want to forgive. So what is the person going to do? I'm not going to be around that guy. You know why? He's offended and he's not forgiving. So I'm not going to want to hang around with him. That's the position you put yourself in. People look at you different. They look at you different, including yourself. You think, I'm cool. Yeah, man, I'm not offended. Yeah, you defending. Yeah, did you hear that? Defending. Yeah, not defending. Defending. Defending is part of the David Nash dictionary. But you're in a position now, you defending yourself. Why? Because you don't acknowledge that you're offended. You're not in a position where you're willing to admit, I'm offended. So, you know, now, you like, what? I don't care what you say. I'm not offended. But deep inside you're offended. You got no forgiveness towards that person. Now, that's offense. Now, when you decide to go for it, that's when you messed up. You like, yeah, you're going for that cheese right there. And guess what? The red trap going to show you flames. Now, offense is bad. And that's why Satan uses offense. Because offense looks good. It's good. It looks good. But the outcome of it is bad. It's good for Satan, but it's not good for us. So you gotta be living a life where you're not offended and you're able to identify offense. Now with offense, the fruits, unforgiveness. This is the other fruit of offense. Pride. Yeah, pride. Too close to home? Yeah, pride. You know why pride is a fruit of offense? When you're offended, you're too prideful to admit it. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it. I'm even giving you 3 seconds to think about it. So the 3 seconds starts now. It's done. Yeah, I even counted it in my head. I was like, 1, 2, 3. Or maybe I should have been like, 1, 2, 3. Ha! But that's not 3 seconds. You'll probably be like, yo, Nash, why are you cheating us our 3 seconds here? But we still need to think. So the fruits of offense is pride. When you're prideful due to the facts of offense, You don't want to admit your condition. And as a result, guess what? You're not going to admit it. And then you're going to hold on to offense. And then guess what? It's going to eat you up. It's going to destroy you. And then Satan's got you. And then someone can just come. They snap at you. And guess what? You don't want to forgive. Why? Because Satan wants you not to do that. Satan doesn't want you to forgive. You know why? When you forgive, I almost said when you forgive. Hey, I couldn't even say it myself. But yeah, when you don't forgive, you don't love. You hate. You got hatred towards people. Yeah, you heard it right. You got hatred towards people. A lot of people. And that's why people look at you different. They want to run away from you. Why? Because they can identify the offense in your life. While you can identify the offense in your own life. Yeah. So, offense. The way you react towards it will determine the type of life that you are living. You hear that? Gotta keep that in mind. And then we're gonna go to an ad break and give you a song plus an ad. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And then we're gonna come back for a session. But unfortunately, it's gonna be the closing session. Yeah. And I hope you guys enjoy this. So, see ya.
Let your blood flow, let it heal my. Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze. Ablaze for Jesus.
Yeah, man, I told you. If you're a woman, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Yeah. Yeah, I know. My brain went places. Like, okay, whoa, Nash, what are you doing? Like, what did you just say, man? Like, calm down, man. Yeah. But right there, if you're in a position where you're listening, I know you guys enjoyed that track. It was on another level, Baba. Yeah, Active FM delivers the real deal. Where Christ music is hot music here. You know that we deliver the real deal. You're on the Dave Nash Show, and I know you people are enjoying it. You know why? Because we are dealing with what is offense here. And some of you are even dealing with some stuff right now. You know why? Because you can identify the stuff inside of you that needs to go. Huh? You know why? People are not attracted to you. They don't want to be around you. And as a result, they're like, no, man, I'm not going to be like him. Huh, and you wonder why people are running away from you. You turn the corner, they gone. Have you ever wondered why? Have you ever asked yourself why? Why do I turn the corner and they turn the other corner? They're like sprinting, man. And not just sprinting. The 100-meter sprint, man, they gone, man. They going. Oh. And then you like wondering what is going on, man. You are not attractive. Why? Because you got offense in your life and it's making you not look cool. You know, like that person, you know, that's stinking. People don't want to be next to that person. You know why? They're stinking. And you know what's amazing about that person? The amazing part about that person is if that person has to hug you, you're going to start stinking as well. So you don't want to be around this person who's offended. You know why? Because you're going to catch their fever. You don't want to catch their fever. You want to stay the way you are. You want to look like Jesus. So what are you going to do? Distance yourself from them. Same thing with you. If you are the one that was not offended and you saw a person that was offended, let's speak the truth. You are going to pull yourself away from them. Why? Because you have identified there's a problem with them. And you don't want to be part of that problem. Plus, you don't want them to contribute into your life with problems. You want solutions. And as a result, you're not going to go to them and tell them, this is what's supposed to happen, wara, 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 wara. No. You'll distance yourself away from them. Why? Because they're in a position where they are not attractive. Yeah. They got offense. And what all it takes is you to actually say something that's wrong. And guess what? Boom. They already exploded. And that's not in the position that you want to be in. Why? Because this person, is going to mess up your character. They're not attractive at the moment. Yeah. And I know you people are like, yeah, so how do you deal with that, man? Like, DJ Nave, come on, man. You're like giving us your almost said other stuff, yeah? It was going to go in the David Nash dictionary. I know you people love it, yeah. You love the dictionary, you know why? Because it's on levels, yeah. You find things that are unfindable. It's too much, I know. So you probably be like, DJ Dave, yeah, DJ Dave, you hear that? Aha, mistaken, dude, yeah. Forgive me. Can see that I missed the guy, man. He needs to be inside the studio. But yeah, right there, you asking yourself, DJ Nave, what's going on, man? Like, yeah, I can identify this problem. It's in my life, man. Like, I need to sort it out. So how do I get rid of this problem? Yeah, so we're going to deal with it now. Now, if you go back to last week Friday show where we spoke about what do you manage. We spoke about different stuff right there. Towards the end, yeah, we actually spoke about the origin, you know. We spoke about the origin in that show. Now, it's the same thing that I'm going to tackle again in this show. In this one. Yeah, in this end again. Just like last week, man. The end. Yeah, this week. The end. Getting it? Yeah. Is it too much? Yeah. Is it too much for you? Nah, you got it. You got it. Yeah, I know you guys got it. So I'm going to go back to the origin. Now, if you're in a position where you're actually asking yourself, okay, I identify it. I get it. Yeah, I'm not attractive. It's not cool. But I don't want to be in a position where it's not cool and I'm like this. I don't want to be in that position. I actually want to sort out the problem. I want to fix it and get rid of it. Like, get done with it. Guess what? This is what you need to do. Are you listening? You're listening? Yeah. I'm giving you 3 seconds. 3 seconds, ne? 3 seconds for you to concentrate and get your focus right. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3.5, 3.25. Okay, no. That was more than 3 seconds. So, yeah, the way to get rid of all of these things is you need to go back to your origin. Yeah, you heard me? Your origin. Probably wondering, what are you talking about? What is this origin that you're talking about? If you go to last week's show, you're going to hear what the origin that I was talking about. Plus, I'm just going to give you guys the pancake on the plate. Plus the pizza, yeah, you know, give you everything that's nice. You hear that? Everything that's nice and real for you. So I'm going to give it to you. Now, when I'm speaking about your origin, I'm talking about Genesis. You know, if you go back to Genesis, the reason why we were created. Yeah, why were we created? We were created to manage. That's what we were created for. Just like a fish. Fish doesn't go and learn how to swim. Yeah, you know, fish was created for what it does. Yeah, it was born doing it and it doesn't. So a fish was created to swim. It was created to manage the swimming. Yeah, it was created to swim, just like a bird was created to fly. Same thing with us. We were created to manage. A bird was created to fly high. That's why it flies high and it loves what it does. Why? Because it's doing what it was created to do. Same thing with us. We're created to manage. Now, that's our origin. Now, when you go back to your origin, that's when you identify, okay, this is the problems that I had in my life. This is why offense was there and I was grabbing it. You know why? Because I didn't understand what I was created for. I didn't understand why I'm here. Now that you go back to your origin, you're like, okay, now I understand what I was meant to do. I was meant to do what Adam, God told him he must do, which is manage everything in the garden. That's why he was even given authority to name the animals, yeah, and each and every one of the insects, you know, everything that was there, yeah. Did you hear that? Every single thing Adam could do, huh? You're also created to do that. Not the lion busy chasing you, man. No, that's not what we're created for. You are created to actually go to the lion and tell the lion, listen here, man. So you're going to go on a diet, ne? Yeah, I know you love eating meat, yeah, and all those stuff. Okay, so let's put the meat aside. Yeah, you're getting too fat and all those stuff. So forget about it. Now let's go and eat some vegetables. Yeah, you got to lose some weight right there. I know, man, it sounds crazy, but we're created for that, man. We're created to rule. We're created to manage. We're created to have authority, dominion, and everything. That's what we're created for. Now, getting rid of offense is you going back to your original design and you actually living to the standard that the Lord placed for you. God placed for you. The law, that's like levels, man. Almost said some other stuff right there. You know why? Because the original design is so amazing. Your original design is so amazing. You know why? When you're in your original design, everything is provided for you. And I'm not just saying these things for the sake of saying them. I'm saying them because I myself am experiencing it. And I've experienced them. And they're like happening in my life. You know why? Because I decided to go back into my original design. And as a result, offense does come. There's no place in the Bible that says you will not get offended. Offense. In fact, there's no place in the Bible that says you will not get offended. Plus, offense won't come. No. There is no place in the Bible that says that. In fact, what it says is offense will come. Now you have to decide. Are you going to take it? Or are you going to let it go? Now, something that's amazing is when you're in your original design is for you to say, okay, bye-bye, offense. I don't have time to entertain you, eh? You're like wasting my time, eh? And time is my life, eh? And time is money, eh? Time is everything, eh? Time is my purpose, man. Gotta be doing everything right. Time is someone else's life. Now, when you're in your original design, you're able to get rid of offense and identify that I'm not supposed to be offended. You know why? Because every single second, minute, hour I spend offended, it affects someone else's life that I'm supposed to be reaching out to. So you don't want to be in that position. And as a result, you make sure that the life that you are living is a lifestyle that reflects your origin. Now, when you're in your origin, you reflect the character of God, which is amazing. Huh. So you want to get rid of offense? Guess what? Do what Jesus said you must do. Go make disciples of all nations, teaching them what the Lord has taught you and baptizing them. Gotta do that. Obey the Lord. Get rid of offense, obey the Lord. To get rid of offense, obey the Lord. To get rid of offense, obey the Lord. That's why I had to repeat that so that it can go into your brain, you know. Yeah, so a person that has offense, you know, grabs onto offense, they don't look cool. And as a result, they are not cool. And people run away from them. People don't want to be around them. So get rid of offense. You know why? Because the devil uses it to get you attracted to it. And when you get it and you grab hold on to it, and then he fills you with pride. And on top of that, from filling you with pride, what does he do? He makes sure that you don't do the right thing. And guess what? You're in a position where, ha, your life is going the other direction. Why? Because you're not in your original design. Which is interesting. Now, you don't want to be in that position. So, to get rid of it, what do you do? Do what Jesus said you must do. And you got to look like him. Yeah, you got to reflect the Lord right there. Hear that? Got to be like Christ. Got to reflect him. And you got to look like Christ. Jesus, I don't recall a day when he was ever offended. He's like, Yasti, these guys, they ate too much. And they finished all the food. And they're coming to me and asking me for food. No, man, I'm offended. I'm not going to get food for them. Or the time when Mary invited Jesus to the party. And then the wine finished. I don't remember Jesus saying, you guys drank all the wine. Why are you coming to me and asking me for wine? I'm offended. I'm not going to help you guys. No, Jesus never done that. In fact, Jesus showed compassion. And he did miracles. And he actually helped the people. Now, that's the type of character that I want to have. I want to be around the person that has the character of Jesus. So in order for you to overcome offense, you need to make sure that you have the character of Jesus and Jesus is replicated into you. So you must think like Jesus. You must have a heart like Jesus. You must have a mind like Jesus, which is still thinking. Plus, you must view, I almost said envision, which is still the same thing. But you must view every single situation how Jesus would. So in that situation of the wine finish, yeah, that's the David Nash effect, finish, yeah. So in that situation of the wine finishing, guess what? Jesus made sure that he made a plan B. He got more wine. Yeah, that's what he would do. So if someone had to come to you and tell you, oh, I'm hungry, I ran out of food, what would you do? Would you be like, stuff you, man, you ate all the food, I wasn't there, I didn't eat any of your food, so why are you coming to me to ask me as if I ate it? Are you gonna respond like that, or will you be like, okay, yeah, let me make a plan for you, I'm gonna buy you McDonald's and a McFlurry right there, and then when you're hungry again, just come to me and tell me if you need anything, and then I might just get you a pizza there, and then I know you're gonna be satisfied after that. Will that be your response? I know in our time, a lot of people, yo, they will respond the first, the first example that I gave. That's how they will respond. They'll respond like that one. So, you want to get rid of offense? Look like Jesus. What is offense? Offense is the bait that Satan uses to get a lot of people deceived and stuck into their position. So just like that red trap, yeah, the cheese that attracts the rat, that is offense. Satan uses offense to attract people, and most of them Christians, yeah, you know, to get them stuck into the life. Because when you offend, you don't move forward. You stay in one place, and you staying in one place is basically you moving backwards, because the kingdom of God is advancing. So you don't want to stay in one place. Why? Because you're moving backwards. Now, offense is the bait that Satan uses to get a lot of people stuck in their life, whether it's Christian or not Christian. That's what Satan uses. And that's why you got a lot of people that don't love each other, that are not going forward, and because of offense, they're not getting things done their way. Why? Because Satan is involved in their life and he's messing up their blessings. Why? Just because of one offense. One offense. Almost said one offended. Yeah, forgive me for that one. But just because of one offense, they stuck in your life. Okay. Yeah, I'm like hitting the jet on another level. Did you hear that? Yeah. Automatic stuff. Yeah, like I said. But right there, what I was saying is, they stuck in their life. Why? Because of one offense. Probably someone just came there and took their sweet and never said sorry. And guess what? They offended. And because of that, their whole blessings, their whole lifetime blessing is gone. Why? Because of one sweet. Yeah. Or someone didn't greet them. They got offended. And again, guess what? Not again. And then, guess what? They get offended. And because of one greeting that was not given to them, blessing is gone. Life is held back, moving backwards, not forward. Why? Because of one greeting. So offense looks good, but it's not awesome. So don't hold on to offense right there. You want to get rid of it? Look like Jesus. Yeah. So what is offense? Offense is the bait that Satan uses to get people stuck in one place and not live a life where they're reflecting Jesus. So I hope you guys enjoyed this session, this show, everything based on offense. And I know you people love this amazing on fire shows that you guys get with Mr. Dave and Mr. Nash, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Unfortunately, DJ Dash couldn't make it today, so we'll forgive him and he owes us. Yeah, so stay tuned in on Active FM. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Don't forget to also go and get the other shows besides my show with Mr. Dave. Yeah, gotta know. They know. You guys know. And I'd love to say I appreciate the fact that you guys are listening. And I'm sure Mr. Dave would say the same thing. And don't forget to catch us on Facebook at the Active FM. Almost said the Active FM. Yeah, mind me. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm thinking of Mr. Dave. Yeah, you know, normally he's the one that does this. But yeah, don't forget to catch us on Facebook at Active FM 777. And then don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us also on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Plus, the website itself, www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, so stay tuned into Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, plus the shows are amazing, on another level, blazing. Yeah, so till next time, this is DJ Nave signing out. Yes, yeah, stay tuned in for the next show. Love you people. Peace out. Amen. Yeah, Christ music is hot music. Christ music is hot music.
Just need a minute to agree, we need some changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment. I just need a moment to hold the future in my hands. Let go of things that harm me with my past. Don't feel alone. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree, we need some changes. Please God, just give me the strength to do this on my own. I know I can, without you, I am hopeless. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more, Lord. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more.
I adore you for the blessings you've given me. So to my friends and family, I pray life is full of miracles and lessons. Because we've created more than what the world wants us to believe. God gives us a dream. I sit here and sing about the truth. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the booth. Yeah, yeah. So put your hands up for the one that died on the cross. Put your hands up for him, for him. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment, moment. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. You created me for so much more, Lord. You created me for so much more. Your grace is everything, your grace is everything. I just need a moment, I just need a minute to agree. We need some changes, changes. We know things sometimes don't go well or planned, planned. Please understand, I wanna tell you how I feel. Just give me a moment, a moment.
Picture your